What's up, everybody? How you doing? And welcome back to another episode of Living Life Intently. This is a Live Life Intense podcast. I'm your host, Lee Frazier, and we're back this week after a, week and a half, 2 week hiatus. Apologies for not getting a podcast out last week. It just got a little crazy after the 4 day snowshoe trip, having 2 days on the ground and then being gone for another couple days back up in the northern Cape Breton Highlands for a whole weekend, taking photos, hiking, videoing, droning, whatever you want to call it. Just hanging out with a lot of good friends for the weekend. So we didn't get one out last week. But this week we've got a trial run for kind of a format that I think would be cool. I think it would be really interesting, or I thought it would be interesting to bring a recorder along with us on the snowshoe trip that we did 2 weeks ago, and really just chat it out. So this was literally a recorder in the middle of everybody chatting about all the stuff that we've been going through, how they're feeling, how their legs are hurting, how everybody's dealing with the snow, the cold, the gear, all that sort of stuff. It was kind of a fun little trial run, and I hope you really like it. In this podcast, there's five of us. There's myself, Jonathan Canary, who was on a previous episode, my friend Luke Noonan, who just got back from Latvia, Alec Lafort, who I met this summer, I believe, and Demetrius Ferguson, also known as Meech, who runs Courtside Sneakers in Halifax. And I'd really like to see how this would work, this format, if it would be something that would be, you know, beneficial or fun to listen to in the future. So without further ado, this is the Cross the Highlands, or actually it's not. We didn't actually cross the Highlands. I keep calling it Cross the Highlands. This is our Highland snowshoe trip kind of podcast. The audio is not the greatest, but it is what it is. It's a bunch of guys in the middle of the woods sitting talking on a Zoom recorder. What, you know, how good can that get? Before we jump into this podcast, I just want to tell you about a blog and vlog that we launched about a month ago. If you haven't, you know, known about it or heard about it until now, well, now you do. Every week we're releasing a blog and a video to go along with it that's kind of talking about different things that we've learned along the way and questions that we get asked quite a bit, whether it be about clothing, about day trips, what gear to pack for a backcountry trip, how to plan for winter camping, like all kinds of stuff. We'll be doing a weekly video and blog until the end of March. And then after that, it's going to be a weekly blog, but with a video every like 2 weeks. So we'll pick kind of the top ones, film that, but it's more about having easy reference material to kind of fall back on when you're looking at, you know, just little tips and tricks for doing anything in the adventure scene here in Cape Breton and just, you know, just in general. But I won't keep you too long. This is the Highlands podcast, or whatever I'm going to call it. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let us know if you like it or not, and maybe we'll keep doing these in the future. Cheers. Peace.
They were fucking crispy today going up that fucking, it wasn't even a mountain, it was just a hill. I was like, oh,
we're on top of the mountain.
It
was actually, it wasn't too bad. We took a good line at it.
A fine line. It's just gonna be a bunch of grunting and crowding as we stretch.
Senior correspondent Jonathan Canary reporting in. We're coming in live. Well, not live. Fellas, how did we do today? How was our time?
Oh, we killed it. What time did we get here at? Two?
Two.
No, we didn't. We got here at
1:37. 1:37? We didn't step off till 10.
9:30. We did a lot of dicking around this morning.
Oh, hell yeah.
4 kilometers in
4 hours.
4 hours.
Yeah, we killed it.
Oh, no, man. It was mad. It's like 7 kilometers.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was more
something
than 4.
Something like that. Something like that.
Yeah.
Legs are doing pretty good, though. Yeah. 4 kilometers straight shot.
Yeah, as the Nazgul flies.
I'd say we probably, yeah, close to 7.
As the what?
The Nazgul flies. Haven't we been over this? I've been quoting Lord of the Rings for the past 48 hours straight. You think you know what a Nazgul is by now? Jeez.
So we're what, 19 kilometers in 2 days?
Pretty close.
They were close to that because we did like 12-ish the first
12 the first day.
Yeah, 12 yesterday, I'd say.
And then like 5 to 7 today.
Well, actually, it's kind of cold in here now.
What was your highlight of our trip so far?
Man, last night was sick. That's it was so nice out.
Oh my gosh.
Sleeping outside.
I was sweating in my sleeping bag.
Yeah, the stars were popping.
Outside, yeah.
So yeah, so we forgot a therm rest, so
shocking that we forgot something.
Yeah, forgot something, yeah. Alex had to sleep on the ground. How's your sleep?
My sleep was great.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Hot water bottle and a hot pocket. Not a
pizza pocket.
Not a pizza pocket.
That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah. I just tossed a pizza pocket by my feet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's pretty good.
A little hand warmer on my chest. And,
yeah, the hand warmer on the chest is a big play. I also put one in my lower back for the first time.
Ooh.
And, like, between the thermarest and my lower back, and it was
very
nice.
Did you hear any... Well, like, we were sleeping in the tent, and all I could hear was the two of them snoring. But did you guys hear any animals last night?
I howled at one point. So you
that might have been what I mistaken as coyotes.
Because I actually didn't hear any coyotes, funnily enough, but I definitely howled at one point. So I'm pretty sure, I almost said that earlier today, and I was like, no. Nah. I was like, he can think of coyotes, like, that's cool.
I thought I heard a coyote, too.
No, that was totally me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just laying out there, and I had like everything zipped up to here, and then I just had like the full balaclava, the white one on, and I was just like looking up at the stars, and I just howled at one point.
There was a lot of coyote tracks we've seen so far.
That's
and a
true.
Lot of rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Moose tracks.
A couple moose. Two moose.
Yeah.
Big moose.
It must be such a pain in the ass for them to move anywhere up here. Like, it goes down like 6 feet. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. But I'm walking over with the snow show. I'm looking down. I was like, I just wouldn't walk anywhere like if I was these guys. Post hauling your way across the highlands.
Doesn't matter. They go everywhere. Up. Down,
6 months out of the year, they just have snow, like, above their eye level.
Oh, my God.
I've seen white for 6 months.
Yeah.
When I took my snowshoe off today and went to walk and went up to my waist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, are we actually walking at the top of the trees right now? Like,
oh, yeah.
It seems like barren land.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy, yeah.
Because goes down 6 feet.
Yeah, because if you fall in the wells, like, we haven't really had, like, a bad... tree well incident on this trip, but last year...
Don't jinx us.
Oh, it's fine. We can handle it. Last year, we had a few. Like, some of them, it took, like, 10 or 15 minutes to get people out.
How long was the blizzard?
How long was the blizzard?
Yeah, you guys were going.
It was basically just the whole day, from what I can remember.
The last time we did it?
Until we popped into the tree lines to get away from it, but, like, every time we were out in the open, it was just ripping, right?
Yeah, after day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, day one was beautiful, and then it was just, like, madness.
Yeah, so that was the last time we did it. We were, like, after day one, after we left that campsite, we went over to White Hill. White Hill was, like, ripping, and then after that it was fucking freezing, and then it snowed that night.
Yeah, it was kind of like wet snow, too, so everyone's kicked off.
Then the next day was all wet snow. And then we went over the pinnacle that day, which didn't end.
No. Yeah, we hit that fall summit.
How long was the track?
So like last year, the route we took was like where we camped this time. And then we went up the White Hill down south to Shetty Camp Lake, And then that day was supposed to be a 14 kilometer day, the big day. We did probably a little more than that, or roughly around that. And that went, like, straight from Shady Camp Lake over Pinnacle, which is, like, the second highest elevation here. Like, White Hill's the highest, and then second highest is the Pinnacle. And then we went down over the Pinnacle, finally. Like, on that thing, it was just white, and you just saw a tree, and you're like, that's the tree I'm hitting. And then when you hit that, you try to find another tree in the white, and you're like, okay, that's the tree. And then you get down over the end, and it just didn't end. And then you saw this tree line appear, but the tree line took...
Oh, yeah. You just walked towards it for an hour.
It was colder than this year.
Dead ground.
So, Lee, this next question's for you. Do you have the genetics of a mountain goat? Because you handled yourself pretty well on those hills.
Oh, those burpees are paying off.
Yeah, man, that'll go to all around workout. Am I a mountain goat? No. I fucking hate it. I absolutely hate every step, and every time I'm like, why in the fuck am I doing this? Why am I not doing this? But at the same time, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is why, you know? It's just like, puts everything in perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Puts, like, everything in perspective. And then when you're on there, it's just like you have to move. It's like no other reason other than like you want to take a break. But if you take a break for more than 5 minutes, you're fucking freezing.
Yeah, because you're drenched in sweat.
A half hour to fucking warm up. Yeah. Your hands are like numb, and you're like,
oh yeah. Last year when Max shot a bearing on top of fucking White Hill, I couldn't believe he was shooting a bearing up there. Like, wind's ripping, can't see anything, freezing cold. And, like, we just, like, realized we were on the summit, basically. We're like, oh, actually, this is, like, the highest elevation in Nova Scotia. Cool. And then he pulls out a map and a compass. I was like, you are an animal. I was like, I was just going to walk to that tree line that's an hour away. Like, he's like, no, we got to walk to the left side of the tree. I was like, all right, man. You're clearly, you know what you're doing. I'm just going to follow you.
Yeah, that was like the picture that I have mounted on the wall that I sent all you guys. Is like Mac, everybody's up there like freezing cold, yeah. And Mac's kneeing down with the map, and he's got a thumbs up.
Yeah, that must have been frozen for hours.
Yeah, I couldn't feel my hand for like probably like an hour after that. It was just like everything I felt was just like
leather,
just leather, and like a yeah. And then I'd pull out the big ones, and then layer. I had like three layers. I had like my big ones, my little ones, and my big ones. And then I was like hiking with those. And then I was with that little summer shell.
Yeah, yeah.
Made no sense.
The casual July rain jacket.
Throw on for a nice run in a light storm.
Just gonna wear this for 5 days up there.
Yeah, you talk about, that's why I broke trail the whole, like, not the whole time, but a lot, because I was just like,
I need to stay warm. I have
to stay
mandatory
warm.
Kit list. Booties.
Yeah.
Oh, puppy? Man, the booties are
booties
clutch.
Booties are sick, eh? Oh, yeah.
They are clutch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if any of us actually get frostbite, you'll just live in these things for the next 2 or 3 weeks. It's ideal. Me and Taylor hobbling to the convenience store once a day just to get kombucha and pizza so we don't die. And then going to work and just treating people in booties.
Yeah, those things are like key.
Yeah.
Because my brother did it 1 year, and I think he did it the very first year they did the trip. And he ended up like wearing these like leather. They were not booties. They were just leather soled thick wool socks. So he thought that those were gonna last him. And he said it's the like he immediately went to Mecca about booties after.
Yeah, that must have been rough.
Oh yeah, he had to wear his boots the whole time.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sucks, but.
Oh yeah.
Way she goes, but yeah, those booties, man. Those are like the key item that's like you have to have in any winter trip.
Oh, definitely. And they're. I feel like they're only what like. $60.
They used to be cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, they're more. Oh, yeah. Because everyone wants them now, so they're jacking up the price.
$59.95.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
I bought an extra pair this year. I didn't know where mine were, but I found them. They were hidden in a closet. So, but yeah, the ones I bought were the newer mech ones, and we went upstairs to where all like the winter stuff is, sleeping bags, and like the rack with all the booties in it, just gone.
No.
Like everything emptied off the rack, and downstairs they had like a little bin at Mac right when you walk in the door with whatever was left.
Yeah.
So, Luke, this next question is for you.
Send it.
Rate the quality of the snow.
Oh.
From one being urine.
What?
To 10 being gourmet snow.
Gourmet cold. Snow. Okay. All right. Ooh. So far on this trip, I'd say we've gotten in like around the 7 range. Like, there's been some good shit, but there's better. If we get 40 centimeters tonight, oh buddy, I'm gonna have the Mio oat, and I'm gonna have this mug, and I'm gonna be trekking and just fucking picking up snow coning it. Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be golden.
Great.
Yeah. Oh buddy, I love
the old Highland snow cone.
Oh yeah.
Meech, are you going to join us in here?
I'm going to finish this blunt.
Truck, yeah, brother.
Yeah, so we'll head out tomorrow, man. Hopefully it'll be a good pow day.
Day.
But yeah, that's like, what's coming up, I think, is just going to be straight up, like, trail, road, probably wooded. I would say.
It's funny you say road, because for our listeners, they visualize a road.
Under 10 feet of snow. Yeah, this is totally a road. Like, there's a tree right there. What are you driving up here? It's a horse trail.
When we found the road, coming down this valley, where were we at?
Right here?
Coming down this valley here. Yeah, That was not a, not a yes. road in the conventional sense no, yeah. of the word.
You look very over and there's a piece of trail tape and you're just like, oh, somebody must have been here before.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious a, when you see those road. Markers.
Like the trees growing up through the center of the road are 20, 30 years old.
This was a road around 1960, yeah.
Yeah, so the road we're following out tomorrow, I anticipate, would be the same, correct?
It's supposed to be more of like an actual kind of road, like access road, from what I was told.
So like maybe a snowmobile trail?
It could be used for a snowmobile trail, yeah. It's more like visual, like you can see the tree line. Like right here, you can just see where the trees are going. And up there, when we came down, yeah. you can just see where the road was
it's
at.
It's clear. On Google Maps, you could follow it the entire way to Marianne Falls. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so it kind of goes up northeast and then just straight east after that and downhill.
And like we were looking at it, we followed it, and there's really only two spots where we lose or gain elevation.
When Dave did it, they crossed like a pretty serious river.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that today. I didn't want to say anything.
They had a hefty river crossing, did they?
Yeah. No, well, they were up their waist.
Yeah.
Like,
and it was raging. Like,
but yeah. You said there wasn't like any snow here at the time, eh?
Yeah, none.
Okay.
Yeah. So it could be a little, hopefully it's a little
frozen.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, but it did rain too. It was like the snow was all melting then too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the current.
So I don't know what one it would be.
Sharp. It was day two, right before they got here.
Yeah, so it was after the cabin, wherever where's the cabin at?
No, oh, what cabin no,
the
at?
Other cabin.
Oh, this cabin.
Yeah, so there should be a brook you cross, but I'm hoping that there's like a bridge. Maybe they didn't hit the bridge.
A bridge.
Hope.
We got trees in the road. Are they gonna bridge gonna be there? We can make a bridge.
Maybe the same bridge as last year that was not there. It was just like the
I don't know. I don't remember.
At the end, we're coming down that last valley into Shetty Camp, and we're like, hit that road finally.
Yeah,
and
road. Like, also, questionable road.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I think we're on the road. Nope, we're not on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, so hopefully that was a bridge, but the two piers were there. But yeah, who knows? Hope you don't have to get in the water.
You're going to see some things.
Silence.
Oh, I'm 100% going.
If I get naked.
Full nude, just rucksack.
Is
the getting in the water on the way out?
Yeah.
Well, that's not so bad.
Tomorrow.
But you're going to get naked and walk across.
Yeah.
And then try not to die until we get camp.
Yeah, I mean.
You just got to Wim Hof beforehand and then maybe also after.
I love a good dip in the cold water.
Oh, yeah.
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 You guys are fucking crazy.
Okay. I like you getting cold water.
Yeah.
See you later, Meech.
Yeah. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'll go to Shetty Camp. Just gonna walk west instead. We'll see you guys.
We're not going in a river.
We might
there might be a water crossing.
We don't know that.
We don't know that yet. Because the boys did it. Dave Green, who I put on the podcast before this.
Yeah.
So he did, like, they came up here in, like, this end of December. And, they had to get waist deep. Cross the river, a brook, or something. One of the brooks. Yeah, but I don't know if they were following the road or if they were coming up on the road or what.
They followed the road, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, Wes was talking about it, and he was like, said brook. It said brook on the map. And it was a river. Like, they didn't think the dog was going to cross.
Oh, yeah, they had the dog. Yeah.
Dogs are floating down the river. Like,
yeah.
Meech, tell us how the weather has compared thus far.
Back home?
To back home in the Bahamas.
I mean, the weather up there is beautiful. It's fun.
It's fun.
What would your friends say if they knew what you were doing?
Right? Never in their life anyone from the Bahamas would do what I'm doing. Yeah. I mean, definitely guarantee.
I believe that.
And especially for someone who's never been in Canada or never been in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a chance in their life they would think about. They would. When I was younger or even 10 years ago, I never thought I'd be doing anything in the cold. Now look at me.
Mm-hmm.
But just from encouragement from friends and people like you guys, I'm able to
bump it.
Like this, I appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Nova Scotians that would not do this. Like, never. Like, when you tell them about it, it's like, that's ridiculous. Why would I do
it's
that?
It's funny, like, Canadian brag.
And that blows my mind that people don't take advantage of the opportunity, you know? They go out and explore and push their body to the limit.
Oh, yeah.
And see what you're really capable of doing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's nothing like bushwhacking or, like, backcountry. Not following the trail, like you said, following the road. But
the road, not
the bushwhack. The bushwhacking today, boys, was real.
Oh, that was a you thought that was real?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I think you should hold that. Oh, no.
Yeah,
we have a lack of.
Just me,
dude. There's like,
I mean,
I bushwhacked 3 kilometers of alders.
Oh yeah, the alders. Look at you, just tearing at your kit the whole time.
Like get out feet, naked, like
yeah.
They're ripped off.
Yeah. 8-10 feet high. My shell.
Oh yeah.
Looked like a bear attacked me.
Oh my god.
No bears. Bears are asleep.
Bears are asleep. I'm surprised we haven't actually seen a moose yet, because we saw a bunch of moose last year.
Yeah.
But we saw a bunch of tracks.
Sometimes bears do come out of hibernation.
They don't hibernate.
Especially if you fall into their den.
That's a fun fact. They don't hibernate. They sleep.
They
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just so you know, they don't lower their metabolism. They just go into like a low heart rate, and they'll wake up, several times.
Yeah, that's what I say, they wake up.
And they'll go eat food, and they'll come
back. And sleep.
Yeah, they sleep in like just dense bushes.
Yeah,
Alec, I am shocked at how much new information I have learned from you in the past 48 hours. Like, I am a smarter man because I know you. Luke, I am shocked at how many Lord of the Rings books I have learned.
It's my passion, really, yeah.
I feel like a dumber man.
That's actually not the first time I've heard that.
I think we have a pretty good time, boys.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
We've had some good laughs.
Oh, yeah.
So far.
It's been great.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, my morale was very high because I slept well. Well, I wasn't cold last night.
Yeah.
No.
And that really helps.
I slept for a good 9 hours last night. I don't sleep for 9 hours.
Nice.
Regular.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
You know?
Only thing I was worried about was my toes. Now they're warmed up. I'm Gucci. I'm good to go now.
Nice. Yeah. Until the booties and the hand warmer combo are next level.
Till tomorrow morning, then they all fucked again.
Oh yeah, we have to walk through a river. We might have to take the Mac to John approach and do some foot massaging after that, because his toes were numb all day and we didn't even cross a river.
Yeah, but hopefully it'll be all kind of frozen.
Hopefully,
The water will be less because it's not as been like that. Then was like Christmas time and everything was melting.
It's gonna be more. Cool.
I mean, those lakes today were pretty frozen.
Oh yeah.
Like, we were walking on the shore of those, and that was...
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, I'm not sure about the river. It'll probably be fine, though. And if not, we can probably find a crossing site.
Send me first, because I'm so light. And,
and young and resilient.
I love that.
That's it.
I love that. You could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I would think, wouldn't you want to send the heaviest guy first?
I volunteer to serve you. That's usually what happens. Like, whenever we're out hiking and we're, like, crossing a sketchy lake, I'm like, if it can hold me, it can definitely hold you guys. Yeah. And I just take off. And it works every time. Well, until it doesn't, but...
Everyone's like, well, cross if you fall, we could probably pick you up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And save you. And drag you out of here. I don't know if I'm going to carry you across the highlands, but I'll try.
I can carry you. I'll sacrifice the rock. I'll put you in the rock. In an emergency bivy. Oh, yeah, we got hand warmers, space blanket, actual bivy, and a sleeping bag. We did that in Alberta, and it worked.
Saved you guys' life.
Yeah, literally saved you guys' life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, using an emergency bivy as a tent one time, yeah.
Yeah.
You were there.
I was there.
An emergency bivy as a tent.
Well, yeah, the emergency, like, $20 bivvies from Canadian Tire.
Yeah,
I, like, blanket. Strung up a hammock and then cut it in two and had it weighed over the fucking hammock as, like, a tent.
Mm, nice.
That's clever. Yeah.
Kept that bivvy. It's in a bag at home, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case I need to pitch a tent again.
Just in a rain. In
a hammock. In a rainstorm.
I can pull.
Yeah. I mean, I have a ground sheet with me if we need it.
You brought a ground sheet?
Yeah, not the issued one because it weighs like 12 pounds.
I was gonna be like,
no, I bought one at.
How much does your bag weigh?
My bag was a lot. I bought one at Mac. I was like, it's pretty light. It's pretty.
Let's just state this: you guys both got military ones, which is like
a nice 12-pound frame.
Jesus Christ! They weigh but it's like been a like a ton.
It's been burnt. It's been run over. It's still going. That's my original issue. Like I have never gotten a new rock.
The pack with nothing is 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, I know. We like to challenge our quads.
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to break mine in. So if I suffer now, I'll just
suffer more later.
Comfortably later.
yeah, we tell ourselves that like we suffer now and we'll get better, but
no. You don't get better.
It's the best job I ever had.
Shouts out Taylor Morrison. Yeah.
What do you want there, GoDaddy?
Fireball.
Just getting the old vape tubes on the go. Nice. The only thing I got left was...
Oh.
You were saying that you never thought you could do anything like this, Meech. I'm going to be honest. I didn't think I could either. This, for me, has been a real challenge.
Yeah, it's the winter for me. It's the weather.
Yeah.
That's what's been the main challenge
for me. I am terrible for hating the winter and the cold. And most of the time, I just sleep and do nothing
chill
through the winter.
You have to live.
But it's a real test psychologically.
Oh, yeah. How did you feel this morning, having to put on frozen solid boots?
I was okay with that.
Yeah, you actually went pretty smooth. You must have kept them loose the night before, right?
I wasn't. I kept mine loose, but it was just fucking frozen.
Oh, yeah.
No, mine were fine.
Oh, yeah? And
mine were freezing cold today, but...
Type of boots do you have?
Merrell.
Right on.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Merrell or...
Mine weren't too bad.
Yeah.
Just like I put around my toe box was frozen, but everything else, around my ankles, around my heels, were good. But toe box, frozen solid.
I use the Keen, just like Keen winter boots. That's what I wear. Fucking, man, I've had them for like 5 years, they're amazing.
Nice.
I'm finding like I'm getting a stitch on the inside of my foot. I don't know if it's because... Like, I bought my boots big enough that I could wear a really thick pair of socks. And these merino wool socks aren't as thick as I had kind of anticipated. So I don't know if it's because I have
space.
I don't know if it's because I have extra space in the boot or if the way the front of the sail snowshoe contraption works, if I just don't have it adjusted or properly.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting, like, a pinch on both the insides of my foot.
It could also be snowshoes.
The
way you walk.
Yeah, like, you're putting so much weight on your toes and on that arch of your foot when we were, like, climbing those hills, and you have a ruck on, climbing up the snow. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, not many people are used to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely feel it.
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't help that I didn't wear... Anything.
Any of the kit that you brought on the trip.
Anything that I'm wearing right now, I've never worn or
used. It's like the biggest recommendation building up. It's like, yeah, try out all your kit, make sure it works. You're stepping off. It's like, oh yeah, the snowshoes feel all right. It's like, oh, have you never used them? You're like, nope. okay, yeah. And then we're walking up and you're like, these boots are a little rough on the feet, eh? It's like, oh yeah, did you not break them in? Nope.
That's the thing that amazes me. Just like, I would never in my life go on a trip like this with new boots.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, I mean,
just a unit.
It's just something I would never do.
In the winter,
that's the way she goes.
That's the way she goes. Hey, like,
I love to live life. I'm comfortable.
We did. We like, did the. So usually, when I hike or trail run, I wear like a cross runner. You know?
Yeah.
And...
You don't wear trail shoes?
Yeah, they're like a cross-training sneaker is what I would always buy. Is like, you know, or Nike or whatever. Yeah. And I wore those to do Second Forks Falls. And when we got back to Lee's, I threw them right in the garbage. Like, they were completely falling apart. The toes were like scraped out of both of them. One of the heels lit on fire because I was just trying to dry them off, and they just wouldn't dry. I had them so close to fire, the heels burned.
Classic.
Like, the sole came off the other one in the back. So like oh, yeah. by the time we got home, you know, that next day or day or whatever, I just threw them in the garbage. So, you know. I'm like super classic for it. So then I went to do Pollux Cove the following couple of weeks later, and I picked up a pair of like Columbia trail shoes, like really nice shoes. That was the first time I wore those. Well, I was just like,
loving them,
I'm buying these and going to Pollux Cove.
Yeah.
And like threaded the laces in the car. On the
nice.
Way up.
Nice.
Yeah. How'd your feet like you after that one?
They did not. Crazy.
Like, but why
you know
would
what?
You do that though? Explain to me.
I mean, I gotta break him in sometime.
Okay.
But why on a big trip?
Oh, well, Pollux Cove isn't bad. That's like
no, but
10K.
That's
the hardest 10K.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's hard attack hill and a couple mountains, but like.
But on new shoes. On, but not even shoes, new boots.
Yeah,
is
I
it,
mean,
which is even worse.
Gotta break him in sometime.
That's true.
Put it
I can get behind the Pollux Cove one.
I don't know. Like,
I would never do it.
Like, I'm a strong believer that, like, I'm just gonna get my boots resold when they wear out. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's no way I'm breaking in another pair of boots.
Oh, buddy, breaking a pair of boots every year,
yeah,
year and a half at this point.
But like,
those ones take me two months to break in.
I was quite pleased with how well the gear list that Lee sent out worked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, there's
the,
some specifics on there that I gotta change.
Including like, my Therm-a-Rest, yeah.
Yeah, that was really great.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, even just the clothing, like the,
oh, yeah, I guess it wasn't
the way the base,
it wasn't
the way
what,
the yeah. specific
oh,
merino
was
wool base layer.
Yeah, yeah, merino's huge.
Like
well,
hiking
huge.
That first 12K
yeah.
that day.
Oh yeah,
I was fucking drenched.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. But you know what? Like we. We're able to
amazing.
Stay cool, you know,
yeah.
not freeze to death.
But the thing is, I don't mind stopping, but no more than like 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah.
2 minutes and that's it. Because like any more than that, my hands get fucking cold.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, buddy.
Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, you and Luke definitely sweat the most.
Oh, 100%.
For sure.
Oh yeah. That's why I didn't have anything on going up for Annie. I just had literally just the base layer.
Actually, the funniest thing I've seen in the past 2 days was this morning when you went to put your shirt on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was, like, frozen like a board.
That actually felt kind of nice, putting
that
on. That was good. The boots suck. The boots always suck, but the frozen top, I kind of like
that. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Mine were frozen this morning. I was like,
oh. Oh, yeah.
That's why I stayed inside the tent for a minute. I'm gonna
hey, what are you doing in there? Changing. So you okay? Yeah. All right.
I'd say my least favorite part of winter camping is waking up and putting, especially if you get wet or freezes like you, like
oh,
you
yeah.
took it like a champ putting on a frozen shirt, but it would have taken me some. Several minutes to friggin'.
And I've never done that until this morning. And you said it. You said it last night. You were like, yeah, it'll be frozen. Just wake up, shake
yeah.
it off, and it'll warm up.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm putting it on. I'm like, Alex fucking lied to me. I'm like, it's still cold.
But it's not that bad.
It's still cold. It took a minute to warm up, buddy.
The best thing is to do is like to put that stuff on when you still have to like tear down your tent and like pack up your kit
yeah.
so that you're building up body heat
oh, yeah.
while you're adjusting
oh,
your legs.
That's what I did.
Yeah. I always do that with the boots. Like I always make sure I have stuff to do.
Doesn't matter what I do, wherever I get there, I either change right away and then do what I have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt pretty good about going to bed last night. And waking up this morning at just about the same temperature.
Yeah.
You know, not
totally.
Going to bed too warm. Still waking up cold, but, like, totally tolerable.
Yeah.
You know.
It didn't get too cold last night.
No.
I think it maybe dropped down to, like, negative 10. Maybe negative 15.
Yeah.
Maybe 20. I don't know.
So I was, like, I was pretty warm. Like,
yes.
I was in my boxers in my sleeping bag outside.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I was, like,
sleeping in a hole in the snow.
And I would have comfortable.
It's the best place to sleep.
Without a thermometer. Yeah. And I got
you
up.
You keep rubbing that in.
Was that 20?
Was their sleeping bags rated too? Just one of them, I think, is only like minus 10.
Yeah. With the bivy bag.
With the bivy bag's huge.
And a liner.
And a liner.
And then I got up to pee and got back in. And I was still warm. Like, I was impressed.
Oh, yeah. Everyone should have a bivy bag, too. That's a very important. I think everyone should have a bivy bag.
The lack
very
of
important
wind.
Piece of kit.
The lack of wind last night also.
Yeah, it made it living easy last night. But, like, by the end of the last trip on day 3 when we got that wet snow.
I don't have a bivy bag. I should get
one. You should definitely get a bivy bag. Because with a bivy bag, like, our kit was pretty wrecked. But the people that didn't have bivy bags, like, were hurting units. Because what's that?
How big is a bivy bag?
It's a little bigger than your sleeping bag.
Yeah.
You get like the you guys have the same ones you're using the military one?
Yeah.
The Gore-Tex one?
Yeah.
Same one Lee, my brother has.
You get me a sleeping bag?
What's that?
You put that on before you get into
it. It's like your sleeping bag's inside.
Oh, inside of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just crawl in.
They're pretty expensive, but like, I would
so worth it.
$200 or $300 I think.
But everyone swears to buy them.
Oh yeah. I bring it every time I go camping anywhere.
You cinch it like right up to your neck.
Yeah,
and then your head sets out, and
you just put the balaclava on.
Like, I've actually personally, it was like pouring down rain. I was sleeping on the side of a hill in it, and I was like, okay, like there's water coming through like this tiny hole. Mm. So I like twisted it and wrapped it underneath me, and I woke up an hour later hyperventilating, and I was like super tired, and I was like, why am I hyperventilating? So I went back to sleep, and then I woke up and I was like, okay, I'm gonna like calm down and try and catch my breath, and I went, oh, I'm suffocating. This waterproof bag is airtight.
Yeah.
I should probably breathe. And I opened it up, stuck my head in, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing.
It's funny though, because that sounds like common sense, but everyone has to learn that lesson. Because I've done that more than once.
I haven't slept in like 3 days.
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah, you're twisted.
I just want to be warm and dry, and this will work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, bags. Way to go.
Well, friends, I think that wraps it up for night 2 of our adventure.
Yes.
If we do find the cabin tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Hoping we do.
Let's hope. But if it may exist, it may not. But if it exists, then we'll record again.
Sounds good.
Death march.
Death march. This doesn't even feel like that much of a death march yet. If we have to do a river crossing tomorrow and then don't find a cabin, then it's a death march.
Okay, deal.
Deal.
Right, deal.
Cool. Y'all heard that.
All right, this is Jonathan Canary signing off.
Boom.